not much has changed since the last time we were on here. I guess Garrigus and Hearn still leaders at 4-under. Tiger Woods, who you just heard, is still 2-under. He's through 11 now. Kuchar's 2-under. Fowler's 2-under. Stricker's 2-under. Mahan's 2-under. So a bunch of Americans. Furyk is 3-under now through 9. A bunch of Americans doing well. David Lingworth, not so much. Former Razorback, 3-over through 11. Ken Duke tees off at 12:40, so we won't have any info on him today. But it's certainly something we will have for you tomorrow. We'll keep an eye on it, and we will share it with you tomorrow as well. Major League Baseball. Yesterday we talked about Mike Trout. Nobody could come up with his name when we were doing birthday trivia, but it was still his birthday either way. Mike Trout has done something now in back-to-back years. He is homered on his birthday, and apparently he's the first player or the youngest player to go, I think, back-to-back years where he's hit a home run on his birthday. So
that's awesome.
In fairness, I did pick the right fish.
You did have the right fish. He did not say Lance Bass when I said it's a fish guy. So come up with Trout. The mic part was the tricky part. But anyway, he celebrated his birthday in style.
Breaking pitch, hammered out to deep left center field. That one is gone. Big fly for the birthday boy. The Angels lead it 2-1.
They didn't win, though, so that wasn't so good for him. But here's the thing.
The birthday boy.
I know that was funny, huh? I like that. How about the Atlanta Braves? I don't know if you've seen the story. The great story about the Braves with this is, first of all, they got 70 wins, which is amazing. 70 wins along with the Boston Red Sox as the best win totals in baseball. But 70 wins now, they have won 13 games in a row, have the Braves. They have not lost a game since there was a significant change to the stadium. Did you hear about this?
Mm-mm.
They installed a Waffle House at Turner Field, and they have not lost a game since the Waffle House went in.
Wow. A Waffle House.
Well, they got to do something.
That has
to
be directly related.
It's got to be. Yeah. Smothered, chunked, diced, however you like it. Thought that was pretty awesome. And then how about the Detroit Tigers? Another win for them, 11 in a row now. They are 67-45, six games up in the Central. And looking good right now. And the Cleveland Indians have lost three in a row, so they're not exactly helping themselves. But, yeah, 11 wins for them in the American League and 13 wins in a row for the Atlanta Braves. Pretty impressive. Yesterday, Travis Wood got a no decision in a Cubs victory. So pretty solid performance for him.
Did he get a hit yesterday? He's been hitting the ball pretty good.
I did not see that. That's a good question. He was 0 for 3.
Okay.
And he struck out once. But he's batting .267. Not bad for a pitcher.
Yeah, good.
So Nate, what's happening with Sync Weekly this week? Because I do have a couple of news stories too I want to touch
on.
Sure,
yeah.
But go ahead.
Well, with the news stories, kind of a little newsier this week. So, you know, when I took over a few, I guess it's about 2 months ago, we talked about putting more news stories in the meteor stories and some of these in-depth profiles. So this week we've got one of those. It's about teen pregnancy. Arkansas, unfortunately, leads the nation in that, but has seen over the past few years it decrease. It's just it hasn't decreased at the level that some of the other states have, but goes in depth about those numbers and what's taking place as far as trying to curtail that a little bit, how to support these young ladies that have the kids. And there's a good Shay Stewart did a good job finding a young lady from England who has a little daughter and how she's handled everything and done a pretty good job. So pretty interesting story about the numbers that was released a few months ago, but this story goes a little more in depth. And then our other feature that we did is how Little Rock's number one in Kiplinger's finances mid-sized cities. And I think is very important. The city we live in gets some negative publicity every now and then, and I thought that was a big deal. We needed to include that, and Emily Van Zandt did a good job of going inside that process and how a reporter came here and some of the city officials showed her around. She came with her family, and she was impressed with everything that we have to offer here.
Yeah, I was blown away when I saw that. It was great. And again, I mean, there are issues that come up occasionally, you know, when you look at national crime rates, things like that, but certainly Little Rock has a lot to offer. It's something we've known for a long time, and I was thrilled that that they were honored by Kiplinger. That really blew it, because that came out during the show one day, and we were all blown away by it. So,
right.
That's great to see, for sure.
Yeah.
What else you got? Talking some Diamond Bear here?
Well, they're partnering with the Mark Twain Riverboat this week to Friday, I guess tomorrow, have a little brew cruise You can sample some of the beer. They're going to move to North Little Rock soon. And so kind of celebrating that, moving their plant over there, they partner with Mark Twain, and they're going to have a cruise. It's $40 a person. And you need to, there's a information here. I guess you can call 372-5777 to get your reservations for that. But that'd be a nice way to spend a Friday night. Maybe a little cooler on the river. And we also did our dining review on the Big Orange, which I'm sure you've hit that one out in West Little Rock. The one in Midtown is on point as well. And I had a really good, I had an Adam Bomb burger there last week. It's got sriracha and all this hot stuff on it. It was really good. So
I have not actually eaten a burger there yet, but I have had a salad there that was unbelievable. So, yeah.
I'm more of a salad guy these days, but I thought if we were going there, I better deviate and get off my plan a little bit and have
a
burger.
Get off your salad high horse?
Get off my diet plan. And it was well worth it.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Well, those guys do a great job with all their different projects, so it's good. And, of course, they're same crew, or the majority of the same crew, responsible for local lime as well, and they're having great success also, so it's good to see.
Fun place to be in, just kind of a trendy, decorated, nice place. And now some people, maybe their excuse was, hey, we can't get out west, we're downtown, we don't have that long for lunch. Now it's conveniently located so that you can grab a nice gourmet burger and be pretty close if you're downtown or in that Midtown area.
See more and more people that are brainwashed by going west of 4:30.
Yeah.
They won't do it. It's crazy. Right. Okay. Yeah, but the behind-the-numbers thing is interesting. And the team birth rate, as you said, Arkansas is still in last place. But when you look at the decrease, Nate, it's pretty remarkable. I think it was, in the 5,800 or so in 2009 to only 4,200 last year.
That was the part.
And by teen, I mean it's, I guess, under 20 years old.
Right.
So.
That was the part of the article that I thought was really telling, was that, when you first hear those stats, you're kind of discouraged. But then when you see that, Shea took the time to kind of go in depth on that and talk to some of the officials, you find out that, hey, the last 5 years, we've been really working on this thing. So keep on doing that. And then solidly looking out for these kids that are having kids. And so if you have that problem, you've got to take care of them too. And I think they're doing that. They keep working on getting the rate down. I think, in another few years, maybe we won't be, leading the nation.
And again, teen pregnancy has a negative connotation, but if you're talking about, it could be a 19-year-old who is married right out of high school. So, it's not always a something that is unexpected or unplanned or whatever. So, but it's interesting, the decrease, and that's a significant amount that if it's gone down. You're talking about 1,800 pregnancies.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they've been working hard on that. Just some of the other states are just a little bit ahead of them, but that does show progress, though.
As you heard earlier when I was talking about the odds of winning the lottery, I think it's pretty clear that I'm not a mathematician. But speaking of teen pregnancy, you'll have to help me on the math of this. Maddie, I need you to help me on this as well. Maybe you can figure this out. I saw a story in the paper today about a Little Rock man, and again, it's a bizarre story anyway, anytime you've got family members going after each other, but especially a grandfather and a grandson. Little Rock man shot in the chest after arguing with his grandson outside his house early Wednesday afternoon. Police did not identify the victim, who lived in Little Rock, but the 45-year-old man showed up at Baptist Health at 1:30 p.m. with at least one gunshot wound in the upper torso. He told police he was arguing with his grandson when the grandson pulled a gun and started shooting. That's a remarkable story. Sad, terrible, awful.
Well, how old is the grandson?
He's 30. That's the part that really freaked me out. Okay, so the grandfather's 45. The grandson is 30. Now, unless there's some sort of misprint here, I had a real hard time trying to figure out what the math would be on how old you had to be as a grandparent to have your child and then have a grandson who's only 15 years younger than
you.
There could be a step in there somewhere, but still.
His grandfather by marriage.
Whatever.
Or something.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, it's not working out.
I'm my own grandpa.
Hopefully that guy bounces back quickly, but that was a bizarre story, I thought. And then we have a zone FU to a zone FU. Apparently the second person in the Great Wing Caper has
busted.
Been apprehended. Yeah. Yes, the other fat loser who dined and dashed.
$177 at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Ran up an impossible tab at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Now, I've never actually been there. Do they serve hard alcohol? Or is it just beer?
I don't know if they have a full bar or not. I think I would guess.
I think they have a full bar.
I was going to say, because I can understand that if you're getting, whiskey and stuff like that.
Well, they were getting something like that to rack up $100.
To have the nerve to flee like that.
But that begs the question. That begs the question, though. If you worked at a place like that, the guy obviously, it was a guy or girl guy. I was gone when this happened. A guy or girl that tried to stop him.
It was a manager guy.
Yeah. So,
he ran out there, jumped on the hood of the car.
Would you do that?
No.
Risk your life.
I mean, I don't know. And I had a friend one time that was working at Hy-Vee in Carroll. Yeah, you know Hy-Vee in Carroll. But he saw somebody shoplifting. and he tackled him. They're like shoplifting like a burrito or something. He got in trouble over it.
For tackling
the guy? Yeah, because he could have hurt him and got assaulted. He's like, well, I didn't want him to get away.
But I've been in
$100 is a little more significant, but still, I don't know if I would want to risk my life for it.
I know I wouldn't, but the thing is that the amazing part of that deal, the weird part of it is that this fat loser, the guy jumps on the hood, and she dined and dashed. She is assaulting a guy with a deadly weapon, which is a vehicle.
Yeah.
But she got to a red light, and she stopped. So she obeys all traffic rules, wow. But she doesn't mind.
Well, you might get pulled over.
Yeah, she doesn't mind stealing, and she doesn't mind running people over, but she definitely stops at red lights, so she got that going for her, which is nice.
Yeah, I would imagine that shop owners and stuff are hesitant sometimes to approach people that may be stealing or something because they're afraid of an altercation. You never know what somebody may do just to steal, you know.
And I saw one time when I was a kid, somebody shoplifted at a Kmart store, and the manager went running out there, and they backed up real fast, got out of the way. But, yeah, I'm not putting my life in danger.
No, I'm not the one. I don't know what's going on with Greg Jennings. I don't know if he's been hitting the head too much or whatever. He was one of my favorite receivers when he was with the Packers. Oh, by the way, did you see they had a little brawl at Packers practice yesterday?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, a couple guys got into it. But it's hot.
Yeah,
people
it
are tired
happens,
of hitting
yeah.
on each other. Even though they told him to stop, because he'd been poking at the Packers ever since. And that's the thing. He's got to face the Packers at least twice this year.
Yeah, that's
not
stupid.
Very smart on his part.
No. No.
In an interview with KFAN Radio, Greg Jennings, said he was brainwashed when he played for the Packers when it came to how other teams in the NFC North were supposed to be perceived. When asked whether the Vikings have championship qualities, he said, one of the things that drew me to coming over here was the makeup of the team. When I came over here, I was kind of brainwashed. There's no kind of to it. Being over in Green Bay, you're brainwashed to think anyone in the division is tiers below. I don't know that that's probably that unique to Green Bay.
No.
Doesn't every program,
yeah.
every organization in professional sports treat their organization like they're the best?
Yes.
He says it's like everything that you know in Green Bay is like the best, the best, the best, the best, the best. And it's like total brainwashing, and I think you don't open your eyes to see what other teams have to offer unless you're in that position, and I was afforded this position. Everything he says is dumber than the thing
they
before.
They need to muzzle him. I mean, because you don't...
They tried.
Well, yeah.
I don't know what Leslie Frazier is going to do next,
yeah,
but maybe fine him.
Stupid.
But again, here's the other thing. You're going to run across the middle on a pass
yeah.
route? Really?
Look out.
I mean, not that they wouldn't smack him anyway, but now they're really going to be targeting him, I would
Absolutely.
Think. Hopefully there's no bounties paid, though, because apparently that's against the rules.
Yeah.
William.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man.
Hope you guys are having a great day.
So far.
Doing good.
I haven't stolen anything today.
I got a small comment that kind of aggravates me about Buffalo Wild Wings, and I'll be honest with you. I'm a big fan. I think they have great food, but it's their policy that if somebody does rack up a large tab like that, mm-hmm. they dine and dash. They make the waitresses pay a portion of that.
That's what I was wondering about.
We were talking about that yesterday.
Which I think is crazy nuts, because then you're putting them in a situation where they're going to run out there and jump on top of a car and drive off.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But that's just my two cents, guys. I thought you'd find it interesting.
These idiots have been brought to justice, and I imagine that they will be paying restitution.
Yes.
Not to mention the fact they could do jail time over the
stupid
assault.
Over a stupid tab.
It is pretty dumb. Tide fan Steve, back in the house.
Does.
2 days in a row. I'm honored. What's up?
Oh, man. I'm honored to talk to you, Justin. This is like the highlight of my day. But actually, you know what? I'm really glad that Nate's on there because, you know, Nate's a great guy, too. Along
appreciate
with dad,
that.
Yeah.
Quite a sweetheart.
I told my parents last time about the compliments you gave them. They were happy to hear it.
Well, my kids love to see them at church on a weekly basis.
You
so,
bet.
Yeah. So your mother's an unbelievable person.
Thank
well.
You so much.
Jeez Louise, why don't you two get a room? Anyway, go on.
You can't do that, Justin. Can't do that. I'm married, okay?
Okay. So's Nate, but that's fine. Go ahead.
I know. Yeah. Okay, well, here's the thing. I'll tell you a shoplifting story I had that happened within the last couple of months, and that was I was over at the Walmart over on Bowman Curve that renovated the new Supercenter.
Yeah. Yep.
And I saw a lady, and this was about 9:30 in the evening, shoving just stuff underneath her shirt and, you know, covering up and purses and all this stuff, blatantly doing it. And I'm sitting there watching her. And I'm like, she has got to be the worst shoplifter in the world. Walks directly out of the store, and security sort of follows her, and I sort of follow out there. And I looked at security. I said, guys, are y'all not going to stop her? They're like, once she walks out the door, we can't do anything. We've got the police on their way. I'm like, when are they going to be here? They said, oh, it'll take about 20, 30 minutes.
Wow. Hmm.
Little Rock police told Walmart security, because Walmart's policy is they can't touch anything.
Hey, guess what, Tide fan Steve?
What's that?
Walmart's going to be okay.
I'm sorry?
Walmart's going to be okay.
I figured Walmart's going to be
okay. That's one of those companies that it's like, yeah, We could lose 30% to theft and we'd still be fine. Mm-hmm. So they're a unique situation. We got to run top of the hour, my man. I appreciate the call.
How's it going, guys?
All right.
See ya.
Let me call back in the next hour and suck up to Nate a little more. So nice.
I'll take it.
I'm just irritated again because this is the second day in a row. People are getting sucked up to it and ain't me.